Blog Talk Radio.
You, what's popping, my dudes? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. Man, the NBA trade deadline. You know what's funny, y'all? I did not think it was going to be a crazy day for the NBA trade deadline. I thought it was going to be mediocre. I didn't think the NBA Twitter would be lit. I didn't think it was going to be crazy today, and it was bananas, bro. Like, bananas, all the trades that went down. Well, obviously, the ones that really we care about. Waiting for the bro to call right now so we can get into our NBA talk. But, yeah, man, it's been a wild, 4.5 hours? Let me get my dude right in here, man. You know, we do it, our NBA talk. Peace, my dude.
Peace, my dude. Let's talk that
how
NBA.
Brother? That's how we do.
Chilling,
that's
man.
How we do.
Chilling, man.
You know what
chilling,
I mean?
Chilling, chilling. Chilling.
Comment, boys, what up?
NBA.
Let's get right into it, my G.
Up.
Let's get right into it, man. Look, the Cleveland Cavaliers sneaking out the back door. First off, I didn't expect them for these two individuals that they acquired at first because we kept hearing about DeAndre Jordan at first. That was a name being pushed to the forefront, even though I did hear George Hill's name here and there. But when I first heard the trade of Isaiah Thomas, the cancer of the locker room for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Shannon Fry, who's 0-6, and he even put out a statement saying, when you go 0-6, this is when they get rid of you, to get Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. first. Let's talk about that. What do you think about that?
I think they got two young solid players. Jordan Clarkson is someone that I became a fan of during Kobe's last year of the Lakers. He seemed to be like one of the only young guys who could go with Kobe in terms of scoring. The guy's a scorer. That's what he wants to do. He's shown he has the ability to score in this league. The one thing you know about me is I value scorers over every other kind of player. If your number one thing is a scorer, you can never go wrong in my eyes because I value scoring over everything. So that's a good youthful pickup for the Cavs.
And let's be real. They got younger, athletic, very athletic team now with Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson. And then they trade Shump and Derrick Rose and three-way trade pickup Rodney Hood. Wow, that was a great pickup, my G. Rodney Hood, my guy. What do you think?
Rodney Hood from Duke, left-handed, jump shot. He got caught up in a numbers game because, you know, Donovan Mitchell is a burgeoning superstar whose ceiling is Westbrook surpassing Dwayne Wade in terms of how good Donovan Mitchell is going to be.
Donovan Westbrook.
So
okay.
They was able to let Rodney Hood be expendable because of how great Donovan Mitchell, aka Rookie of the Year, is going to be. So
that's a fact.
Rodney Hood was available. So you have another young guy who LeBron is going to play with. So youth is the theme of the trades.
Yes.
Cavaliers were talked about as the oldest team, and now they're a definitely younger team.
I like the moves, though. I actually like the moves, man. Salute. I mean, one thing, as much as people don't like Dan Gilbert, the owner spends the bread. And I know the new GM, Kobe Altman, they want people knocking him for the moves that he made. But, yo, we have to salute the Cavs for the moves they make, shall we not? These were good, solid moves.
If you want a younger team, more athletic, then this is the move you want. If this is a move to win a championship, this is not a move that wins a championship at all. It's not even debatable.
But it's hard for them to do that, bro. Make a move for a championship in February, dog. Like, it's just hard with the pieces they had. You get what I'm saying? This is basically saying that us even talking to Isaiah Thomas was a fucking joke. It was a joke to bring him over here. So this is the real trade. This is the real trade for the Cavs. It wasn't Isaiah Thomas or Kyrie. These are the pieces that they got now. You get what I'm saying? Now the locker room is not going to be tension. There's not going to be bullshit. This dude talking all kind of wild shit. I like this. Listen, the Cavs are coming out the East, man. Let's just stop the bullshit. Now, only thing is, it's going to take time for them to gel.
No, let me stop you right there.
You stop me
there
when you want, nigga.
There is no way that you're now confident that the Cavs are coming out the East.
I got Boston coming out the East at the end of the day, but I like this team. I like this Cleveland team. I think we're going to see a recharge LeBron James. Recharge.
I think the alley-oop, the pathway to the finals are for Toronto Raptors by far. I'm so confident in Toronto beating this Cleveland team. And I always thought they was going to beat Boston because I don't believe in Boston. You see, one thing about me is I don't believe in
youth. One thing about
you
is what? Right.
I don't believe in youth. I don't believe in youth in the NBA because there is no historical precedent that says a youth-driven team wins anything. Okay? No one can show me the analytics on that. So now, LeBron, you like your super teams?
There is no super team,
LeBron. There's no Bosh. There's no Wade super team. There's no Kyrie, Kevin Love super team. Now it's you
and Kevin Love
worse
come
Kevin
back.
Love. It's you and a worse Kevin Love who's not as good as he used to be. And who's
still
your
good,
third
though.
Best
still,
player?
Still,
Rodney
still.
Hood? Who's your third best player? Rodney Hood
is,
because he can shoot. Who's your third? Rodney Hood is what?
Rodney
We've
is
never
solid.
Mentioned his
you,
name.
You can put 18.
Since we've been doing
Yo,
NBA talk. We have never mentioned
we
his
have.
Name.
Yes, we have. When we talked about Utah and Gorgas scores, we talked about Rodney when he put numbers up.
Let's be very clear. We can mention his name is in passing. Rodney Hood ain't on our radar. That's a fact.
But he's solid.
Donovan Mitchell,
nigga. That's the point I'm making.
Donovan Mitchell, a rookie, came and took his spot. Your
he didn't
rain
even have a spot.
Was short like leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
Hood,
okay.
The rain on the top was short like leprechauns.
Was short like leprechauns.
Because
okay.
You out.
Well, he's on a better team. He's about to go to the playoffs. I think he'd be okay going to the Cavs, you know, playing with LeBron James.
You're right.
Trying to get to the NBA Finals.
Because you're a two, you might play Washington and you got to guard Bradley Beal, or you might play the Raptors and you got to guard DeRozan. Let me be the first. Let me be the first to tell you.
Bradley Beal, who's solid. Like, he's, I mean, come on. You got to play Bradley Beal as a top 10 player.
Let me be the first to tell you.
Be the first to tell me,
Bradley
nigga.
Bradley Beal is better than Rodney Hood. Bradley Beal is better than Rodney Hood in every aspect of the game. Now, here's another point.
Who doesn't know that? Who said Rodney Hood is better than those two gentlemen? Who said that?
You might not know that, so I'm here to tell you.
How the fuck would I not know that, Watson?
Because the way you bigging up Rodney Hood, like,
I'm talking about this whole squad, nigga. I'm saying LeBron James now is going to be energized with the certain players that he has now. That's what I'm talking about.
And I strongly disagree. This team.
What do you mean you strongly disagree? He got rid of Isaiah Thomas. Wade, listen, I know Wade is managing them. Shout out to Wade, going back to Wade County real quick. But he got rid of dead weight. All the dead weight is out of there. Derrick Rose in Utah.
So LeBron, check your
young team. Derrick Rose, if you thought you was depressed before, my nigga, you in Utah, you're going to be more depressed. But go ahead.
So LeBron, check your youthful team, and let's see where you go with it. Because I'm telling you right now, y'all not beating the Raptors. And I'm telling you, if John Wall can put his head on straight, Washington should be able to beat y'all too.
Them niggas don't even John Wall. His teammates don't even like him, my nigga. Gortat put a tweet out. This ain't got to do with Stephen A, dog. Gortat put a tweet out saying he was a team.
Stephen A's the one who put that out.
Stephen A's the one who put that out on national TV.
Are you going to let me finish?
I'm just telling you. You're saying it's not Stephen A, and I'm telling you, Stephen A put that and made it a national story. That's a fact. Because he went on First Take and made that a national story about, let me tell you what I'm hearing. Okay, Stephen A. Smith put that on Front Street. They are not a better team without John
they
Wall.
Also,
they are not a better team without John Wall.
You finished? Come
on,
no,
they are not
you
a better team without John Wall. They are not a better team without John Wall.
Now, let me say this now. Now, I saw when they put Gortat's tweet out there saying it was a team win and John Wall put LOL next to it. Then I saw John Wall, because you work at nighttime, so you don't see a lot of shit. So I see John Wall on SportsCenter with Michael Smith doing an interview, and they're asking him about that. And people, do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, put John Wall ESPN from last week, and come back to me or comment, boys, and tell me what you thought about John Wall when he had that conversation with Michael Smith. What did you get from that? Because John Wall basically said that he didn't take liking to that. So you're talking to the messenger. The guy, Michael Smith. So why did Michael Smith feel that he had asked him that question, though? Because they spoke about it briefly.
So, at the
end of the day, the Wizards ain't beating no Cleveland. We can save all that fucking talk. They're not beating Cleveland.
It's not happening. So here's what I want everybody
to do. And your man DeRozan is on a milk carton box when it comes to the final, when it comes to the playoff time, my G. Especially conference finals.
Here's what I want to everyone to understand definitively. I am not picking the Cavs to come out the East at all, and I'm definitely not picking Boston, because here's one thing I don't rock with at all, youth movement in the playoffs. I do not rock with the youth movement in the playoffs, not the kid, not young Hove, okay?
I don't got the Raptors coming out the East, I can promise you that. I got Boston or Cleveland.
I absolutely got the Raptors coming out the East.
Because
I know you are doing cartwheels because you got Rodney Hood and George Hill.
First of all, I'm a Knicks fan.
Salute to you on that.
Boston the race. I'm a Knicks fan. Who did get Moutier today? We throw that out there. Shout out to Moutier. That's a nice segue.
Could you break down the Knicks situation? Because you are, I defer to you as the Knicks guru. I defer to you.
No. We just got rid of, McDermott, nothing big. Got rid of McDermott in the second round pick from Emmanuel Moutier. That's all. And I like that. We still got Frank Nitti, who I don't believe in, And Moutier, you get a clean slate, my G. You get a clean slate because you had to back up the kid Murray. So I know he was in your way. I think you could beat up Frank Nitti for playing time. But I would say this. We have two combo guards that are 6'5 and 6'6. I do like Trey Burke. Jared Jack, you're a good mentor, but, it's too many guards. At the end of the day, the Knicks have way too many guards. So, it is what it is.
So, how do you like the Knicks for the future? How do you like the Knicks for the future?
Well, I'm going for the tank season. Obviously, I'm on tank season mode. And let's get an early draft pick. And then, Porzingis is not going to be ready Obviously, this year is done, but we don't even know if he's going to be ready when training camp starts in September, October. So, this is, it is what it is, Munchie. It is what it is. Nothing major, but I like Moutier. We had Doug McDermott, and we get Moutier. I don't mind that pick at all. It's not a bad move. That was not a bad move. We didn't trade nothing crazy. You feel me? I mean, I wish we'd have got – I thought Courtney Lee would have been gone. I thought Noah would have been gone, but Noah wants fucking Noah's contract. Joakim Noah's contract that Phil gave him, the 4-year, $72 million. That was a friggin' joke. You and I both know that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man. Let me ask you a question. So, is IT a journeyman? Is that because he's not going to be on the Lakers. We know Magic is not resigning. And you hate when I use the word journeyman. But I want you to break down Isaiah Thomas to me. Yeah, IT, your guy.
Isaiah Thomas is one of the greatest.
Not for the Pistons. I'm talking about IT.
I'm talking about the IT that had a year last year.
Oh, man, I'm thinking about Isaiah Thomas. You said great. You said great.
I thought Isaiah Thomas was
from the Pistons.
I'm talking about Isaiah Thomas, who had his year last year better than any single season Paul Pierce or Kyrie Irving ever had.
in a single year ever. The year he had last year. One of the greatest single seasons of Boston Celtics had, and greater than any single season Paul Pierce or Kyrie Irving ever had in a single season. That's
and they don't even
all first verse.
And they got rid
now,
of him. That's
now,
all first verse.
Now, he is
he's a journeyman,
journeyman,
nigga. Thank you.
Like Dwayne Wade.
Thank you.
He's a journeyman like Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade a journeyman.
No, 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 no. No, he's not. No, he's not. Don't do that. Dog, I
don't
think
do
it's
what?
Just not hitting his
don't
prime.
Do what?
Dog, when
don't
Wade
do
was in his prime, he was still in Miami. When Shaq was in his prime, he was still a L- he was still a Laker. Okay?
He was trained.
Isaiah Thomas
Shaq in
has
his prime.
Been around the world and in my Lisa stands for a voice, all right? That's
Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal traded in his prime to the Lakers. Traded
in
his
prime.
Traded
oh,
in his
to
prime
to
Miami.
He didn't get traded. First of all, he didn't get traded to L.A. He didn't want to sign Orlando because of the contract. Big difference. Don't lie to the people.
Okay, he got traded. So did he get traded
big
to
difference.
Miami? Did he get traded to Miami?
Yeah, because him and Kobe was not
did he get
on,
traded
were on the same
to,
page. Yes,
did he get traded
because
to
the
Phoenix?
Franchise decided to go with a young Kobe,
did he get,
which was,
did
in
he
hindsight
traded?
Was a smart move to do.
Did he get traded to
no,
Phoenix?
No, Shaq was whack when he went to Phoenix and Boston and Cleveland,
did he
my
get
nigga.
Traded
come on, we didn't care
Phoenix.
About no, we wasn't talking
I'm
about Shaq.
Asking you a
my nigga,
question.
We was not talking about Shaq when
but
he went to them three ass bum ass
Phoenix?
Teams, man.
Did he get
yeah,
traded
man,
to Phoenix?
Yeah, Watson. Yes, yes, Watson. Yes.
Did he
yes,
get
yes.
traded? Then did he not play for LeBron and Boston?
Dog, were we caring about Shaq, man?
Let's yeah, be yeah, we
at
were.
That time, no,
yeah,
he was
we
not.
We were caring.
Come on, son.
Yeah,
you
we
get
were.
Two rats ass
yeah,
about Shaq,
we
my
were.
G. Dog,
yeah,
we didn't
we
care
were.
About Shaq.
So.
You know
the,
you was.
So my point,
I damn sure
the
wasn't.
The point I'm trying to make.
You was,
so
nigga.
The point,
you by yourself.
So the point I'm making, absolutely, absolutely I cared. So the point I'm making is, to you, the word journeyman means garbage. It means trash.
No, I didn't say garbage.
That's how you use it. That's how you
no,
use it.
No, I need you to understand
journeyman.
How
you
a dude averaged 29
trash.
Points a game, and he was the leader. He was on, what, fifth in MVP voting last year? Or whatever place he was in voting last year, that he can't get a crib. And chill in one city. He just can't. And the Lakers are not going to be signing this dude. If they do, Magic, if you do, you sign that dude to a one-year deal, my G. That's a fact.
So
he ain't getting the bread that he wanted.
The
Brinks truck ain't running up for Isaiah.
I think the best place for Isaiah is to get on the free agent market and just find a team that's going to let you rock out. That's what I believe. I don't believe his future is in Los Angeles. Because
at all.
Lonzo
Esco not going to work out.
Be the starter. Lonzo Esco must be the
LaVar
starter.
LaVar Ball
okay.
going to bark on you, my G.
Lonzo Esco
yo, a nigga,
must
hold
be
on.
The starter.
A nigga said on Twitter today, IT got more jerseys, more throwbacks than Fabulous. Nigga, I was on the floor when a nigga said that, tweeted that shit. IT got more throwbacks than Fabulous.
Then he must not know that Fabulous has a throwback for every team. If he knew that, he wouldn't have tweeted that out.
That's
but
your rebuttal, my G. That's
that.
Your rebuttal, my.
But he,
that's your,
but he, did, but he
that's
didn't
what
know
you,
that. But
that's what
but
you came back
that.
With, man. This is what you came back with? Really?
All okay. First verse. All
yeah,
first
yeah,
he's
my brother, but
verse.
You're crazy. Wow.
First verse. So, the celebration is. What
celebration,
can we do?
Okay.
The celebration is to you, to the national media, what can we do? To protect LeBron.
Oh, God. Here we go.
This is the narrative.
Here we go.
This is the media narrative.
Oh,
all day. You know why I know this? Because I watched every sports nationally televised show today. Every last one of them. I listened to every sports talk show that I could listen to. And there's a common theme. LeBron has a younger team, more athletic. They can play defense better. This is going to be good for LeBron. I still think, and I still everything that comes out of everybody's mouth is how this benefits LeBron. Because the reality is, LeBron, you are not going to win a chip this year. That will be my Golden State Warriors.
No, it's just 1975.
Here's the real reality. Three Letterman. And Shannon Sharp and Nick Wright, y'all got two beautiful
why is my name with those people? Why is my name with their people? I don't love LeBron like those niggas, my G.
George Hill, and You got Jordan Clarkson, and you got all these young guys. But then y'all got to be in the playoffs. And then you got to guard DeRozan for 40 minutes, and you're going to realize I can't guard him. I never got this far into the playoffs. Who help me? Oh, LeBron's going to be like, I can't help you. I don't play D no more. LeBron James is mentally checked out. This
you don't play D no more. Ask Jimmy Butler. Ask Jimmy Butler if he don't play D no more. Ask Jimmy Butler if he don't play D, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
Ask Jimmy Butler. Ask Skip Bayless. You know what?
Oh, Skip Bayless of
I'll
all people,
Skip
yeah.
Bayless, who
what a sauce.
LeBron James since Christmas has the worst stats of every player in the NBA.
What, the plus minus? You don't even like those stats. You don't even care about the plus minus stats.
Of
so why are you picking it up now? You never talk about plus minus, but now you're talking about it now. You never bring up plus minus, but now you're bringing that to the table. Doing a show for the damn year, and you ain't never bring up plus minus, but here you go. When I bring up plus minus, you tell me three, get out of here. This nigga here, boy, I tell you, man.
Men lie, women lie,
my dude.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
So let me be very clear.
Be very clear.
The winner of all the trades in the NBA is the Detroit Pistons by far. And three Letterman will sit up here and be like, nah. Even though they put five in a row with Blake Griffin, they don't have to adjust like the Cavs.
It's not five in a row. It's not five. First of all, it's not five in a row, Blake Griffin. It's three in a row, Blake Griffin. They had a two-game winning streak before Blake came in. They won three in a row. I'm not going to let you spew that out there. Continue.
The winner, the clear-cut winner in the NBA trade is Detroit. By far, it's Detroit Pistons.
Well, let's see when Reggie Jackson, a.k.a. Bobby Shmurda, comes back, if he's willing to, you know, facilitate and get the ball to Blake and Drummond. Let's see if he does that.
Poor three.
I like the trade.
He wants every point guard to be John Stockton and Jason Kidd.
That's you.
That's the version of a point guard.
Wait a minute. You're talking about, bro, there's no way you could be addressing that to me when you're the one who's always throwing up your three. How much assist Kyrie had tonight, fam? That's always you coming at me with the Kyrie assist. The first thing when you look at Kyrie's box score is you go to the assist. True or false?
Yes, because he's the last.
Yes,
the last.
So what are you talking about? That's the first thing you go with Kyrie's assist.
You want Reggie Jackson to facilitate. You're already a naysayer. Here's the thing. Detroit won by far. And I know you guys are just beside yourself in joy that LeBron has a younger team. And he got rid of the media narrative cancer, because that's the word you use, cancer that is IT.
IT is a cancer. Did you see this little nigga last night trying to dab LeBron? Nigga, LeBron didn't even see you, little nigga. He knew you was up out of here. LeBron knew last night
you was gone, nigga. You was out of here. You know what's so great? That IT in 15 games became Terrell Owens, a cancer to every team he's on, plays for different teams.
Nah, T.O. put numbers up, though. T.O. put numbers up. Bad analogy. T.O. put numbers up. IT ain't put no numbers up.
IT put numbers up.
And T.O. was not hurt like that. T.O.
was hurt.
T.O. played hurt. T.O. played hurt in the Super Bowl like a warrior and did 9 catches for $133.
I think there's something more impressive and realer than that. He did something more
IT's not a Hall of Famer.
And every team that IT played for, he got buckets and he scored. You see, one thing about Journeyman, he's not telling you. Is Jamal Crawford was a journeyman. You know, the Jamal Crawford who plays for your New York Knicks, who dropped 51 in Dwayne Wade's face, and you watch the game. That's Jamal Crawford. The same Jamal Crawford. That's Jamal Crawford. So you can be a journeyman and still drop 50 on any different team. So being a journeyman is not a negative. It's not a negative.
I never said it was, brother. I never said it was, my G. I never said it was a – dog, is it different when you're a Matt Barnes type of journeyman compared to a dude that's looking for a max deal, bro? and you a journeyman looking for a max deal? What part of the NBA is that?
So, Dwayne Wade, Dre, a.k.a. Three Letterman, always wanted you to go back to Miami, so you're there. Wade, Dre, tell us about Wade going back to Miami and why you were an advocate for that, why you wanted that. You said that on previous NBA shows that you think Wade should have come back to Miami. So explain how you feel about this.
Ty Riley, I don't know if you listen to me and my brother Watson here. Shout out to you. Just joking there. But now,
I just thought that Wade should, that situation should have always been right, man.
You know what I'm saying? When I saw Wade in the Chicago Bulls uniform, that didn't look right. And then I know he went to Cleveland, and, you know, he's playing with LeBron, and you and I got on him early. You, especially you, you got on Wade early during the season when he was just – when he decided to come off the bench, before he decided to go off the bench and stuff like that. Now, I think it's a good look. A young Miami Heat team is going back home. He'll be energized also. I think he's playing Friday against also against the Milwaukee Bucks. But I will tell you, Miami Heat fans, slow your roll. Have you not watched Wade the last couple of years, my niggas? Like, let's not acting like he's going to come there and propel them to the Eastern Conference Finals. That ain't happening. I do believe you get a veteran dude like Wade in that locker room. His roots is Miami. He's Wade County. And it's a great look, man. It's a good look. It's a great look, man, for those young boys, man. You know, he'd probably come off the bench for a little bit, and then Spo obviously acclimate him in the starting lineup, I would think.
Did you feel the same way about Michael Jordan when he came back to the Wizards? You always felt he should go back to the Chicago Bulls? Did you have that same kind of feeling? Because Jordan is identified with the Chicago Bulls. So how did you feel about that, that he did not go back to the Chicago Bulls?
It's fun. That's a good question. I didn't really care. I never was a Jordan fan. I'm a Knicks fan, so I didn't really give a fuck about Jordan. I guess it's different for me because I live here. I'm a Knicks fan, but I live here, so I'm in the Wade County premises, so to speak. So it's a little different vibe because I'm living it. I'm in it. I was there at the parade when LeBron, Bosh, and LeBron came through the friggin' rafters. I left work early that day to go to American Airlines Arena. Triple A.
What is your take on the battle between Woj and Shams on who was breaking the most
hoops? Sham. See, this is when the big boys come to play, man. You're like, you know, Sham, he was making a little noise last year, my G, but Woj showed you why he does this. And my Jazz the Voice, Jazz the Rapper voice, man, he does this. Like, dog, like, Woj is that dude. Like, Woj, you are God, my dude. We love you, Woj. Let's keep no pause, either. No pause. We love you, my G. Sham, you got to get your weight up, man. You got to get your weight up, man. You know, Woj putting his shit out there 7 minutes before you, and then all these other beat writers have to say, according to at Woj, according at Woj, like per source at Woj. So Woj the God today. Woj is the God today, bro.
What did you think about Woj? Chris Broussard and his sources today? Because he was all over the national media, but he didn't break nothing. What was your take on how Chris Broussard handled today?
All right, this is what I'm gonna say about Chris Broussard. I actually like Chris Broussard because I want to do another plug, y'all. If you ever get a chance, go to Chris Broussard's NBA podcast. It's a dope podcast, man. I ain't gonna front here. LeVar Ball up in there, Jimmy Jackson, all kind of dudes up in there. Shaq. Yeah, but I think Broussard's time is, I don't want to say coming past when it comes to breaking news, so to speak. You know, I think with Woj, he's going to get stuff that's going to get traded. I think with Broussard, I think he's much more closer to the NBA players more than Woj. I think NBA players would leak stories to a Chris Broussard before they leak it to a Woj. I think the front office will probably leak stories to Woj before they leak it to Broussard. You know what I mean?
So, I'm only giving it's an edge to Woj over Shams. Because if you look at both their lines, yes, only an edge. And the reason why it's only
30.
An edge, because Woj got the blockbuster. Woj got the blockbuster, and the blockbuster was the fire sale from Cleveland. Because he got that before Shams, there was no way Shams could keep up. But Shams was dropping Ether bombs all throughout his timeline. He was definitely, I follow both of them.
What Eagle bombs? What Eagle bombs are you talking about? What was the sun today, bro?
Yo, I read on him first that Utah was going to release D Rose.
Throw the towel in for Sham, man. Rocky 2, whatever movie that is, man. Throw the towel in, man. When Apollo got his ass,
Rocky 4, man. You telling me Shams don't be having scoops?
He does. Last year Sham got his weight up. That's when we started really noticing Sham was last year.
Sham lost the biggest scoop. When you lose the biggest scoop, everything else you do isn't going to hit as hard. You know what I'm saying? Stephen A.
did break the Dwayne Wade story first, though. He broke LeBron James going to Miami first. Stephen A. was live on the radio.
He got that from watching like everybody else watched.
I've seen everybody saying Stephen A. saying Wade coming to. I think Levitard knew first. If you want to get technical, Levitard was probably the first cat that knew that. He's the Miami Don. You know what I mean?
About Kemba Walker being a replacement for the All Star game. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think I'm worried, Kemba, because anybody. Yes, but I'm worried now because everybody that LeBron picks for his squad, these niggas just falling by the wayside, so it's kind of weird. You know what I mean? I just want to get back to this, though. I just want to know, why do you believe in the Raptors so much? Because of DeRozan? Because of one player?
No, because I think they are a veteran team.
Because that's the only person you emphasize.
I think because they are a veteran team and they've stayed together. Listen, I have high respect for Serge Ibaka, and I respect their point guard.
I respect for Serge Ibaka.
Villanova, and Philadelphia Half-Life. Okay.
Only cat in Villanova acknowledged is Tim Thomas and Kerry Taylor, my G. Mother niggas fugazi right now.
Oh, wow. So the highest scoring in the NBA is in
Kerry
Toronto.
Taylor's, man.
The highest scoring backcourt in the NBA is in Toronto.
But that's not going to be Falcons or beat Boston.
I gotta edit myself on that. That don't even sound right. Unless Clay is so trash this year that he's not pulling his weight, because I don't know.
I believe
a veteran team who's together will beat
a team. They're not that much of a veteran team, my dude. They're not much of a veteran team. I think you put in too much emphasis on a veteran
nucleus,
team. I think Lowry and DeRozan playing how long together? DeRozan is what 4 or 5 years now? 3 to 4, right? Safe to say 3 to 4. We'll go 3 or 4?
5.
5? Okay. You still ain't got what? Just the one Eastern Conference Finals? Okay. Well, done.
So,
I mean, if that's what you want to hold it. If that's what you want to, you know, put the flagship on, two guys that have been together five years. And when Wade won Eastern Conference Finals and never made it to the NBA Finals and never won a championship on top of that.
I have a simple question to you. How many Western Conference Finals has Chris Paul played in?
Yo, Chris Paul be out for Dolo, man. You can't say nothing about Chris Paul, my dude. Y'all niggas be calling this shit on Chris Paul.
I'm asking a simple question because I don't know. I'm a Chris Paul fan.
That's a fact.
How
That's a
Western
fact. LeBron.
Conference Finals has Chris Paul played in?
None.
Okay. So I am a big believer.
It didn't help that light-skinned nigga from Detroit, who's on the Pistons now, he didn't pull his weight also in the playoffs. We're not gonna act like that never happened. I know you're not gonna say that, but I'll say that for the show. I'll say that. So I'm gonna keep it a G up here.
So this hastily put together team that according to Dre it's gonna take him a couple of games to gel.
It's gonna take him a while to gel, my dude. It's
like
gonna take him a while to gel,
while
not
gel.
Weeks.
So I don't believe that team is going to come out of the
LeBron James.
I believe the veteran team with DeMar DeRozan as their best player will beat them. That's just me.
But if I'm wrong, I'm dead wrong. But with role players, though, Watson, I don't think it doesn't take a while for role players to gel. They know their roles already. You just highlighted a second ago in the beginning of the show.
Clarkson is a scorer. You get what I'm saying? George Hill's a veteran. He's been around the block. You know what I'm saying? He was under the tutelage of Popovich and them boys. They don't really got to gel when you got guys like that. They're not niggas like IT, who's hard to gel because you got to worry about getting him the fucking ball. They don't got to know. The niggas are happy to be here, so they're going to go all out. That's a fact.
I got some sidebar breaking hip hop news that we have to go in here.
Okay.
Love Bug Starsky passed away at 60 years old.
Ooh.
So for people who don't know who he is, I'll tell you who he is.
Talk about
Peace to Von G, Brucey B, Kid Capri,
Capri,
Funk Master Flex,
Love Bug Starsky.
Okay. Huh. The guy Biggie name dropped on Juicy. He's a very influential DJ in the beginning of the hip hop culture in the 70s and the 80s. And he passed away at 60. So I just had to throw that out there because me, as a hip-hop historian, that means something to me.
Yes.
Fucking with me.
Quick question. Is this these trades, LeBron stays still or no? Do you think he's still out of there?
I think LeBron is out because I think LeBron is out, and this is to give the Cavs at least a youth movement. And they can have something because they're not getting nothing in return from LeBron. That's all. And they're not stuck with
dead weight, old people
like Derrick Rose. Yeah, right. They still got the pick. And you don't have old dead weight like Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, and Shannon Fry. Like, they got rid of dead weight, Iman Shumpert. Like, they got rid of dead weight and got players younger who can still play the game and have a future.
Where did Shum go? Where did Shum go? Utah, right? Or Sacramento?
I don't even know.
Shaq, wherever you go, man, Sacramento, Utah, man, they ain't trying to hit mixtape, my G. That's a fact. I got Cleveland going to the NBA Finals, man. I'm sorry, man. I think this is going to rejuvenate LeBron James. And, I mean, dog, you just said it, dead weight, man. Dead weight. Dog, look at the Raptors beating Cleveland. Are you crazy? Dog, you bugging. Nah, ain't happening, bro. Ain't happening. Cleveland is six. That's a fact. Cleveland is six.
Toronto is six. Easy.
Yeah, six. Nah, ain't happening. Oh.
Toronto is six. Easy. Toronto
wins.
How you
believe
Toronto
in the Raptors, man?
So Lowry and DeRozan, I mean, they win the one and the two matchup so decisively that LeBron's not going to be able to make up for it. And I believe Serge Ibaka can guard Kevin Love. I believe that.
No.
I believe
that's
that.
Good because you got to play in the perimeter when open threes come out. Nah, and I think they got a better bench than y'all. Well, I won't say a better bench than the Raptors, but their bench with Jeff Green and those guys now. I like the team, man. They kept Tristan Thompson.
Listen. I know you like the team. I can't wait to hear Shannon Sharpe talk tomorrow. He was so happy IT's going, just like you are, because you called IT a cancer. Mm. It's a powerful
he is, my nigga. Come on, son. He's not.
You're saying IT is someone. You know why he's not? Because he wasn't a cancer when he played with Boston,
you know
was
what?
He?
You know,
so you don't call him a cancer. It's outrageous, man.
No, it's not.
Outrageous.
IT's the type of nigga like this. IT's a nigga like this. He'll come on the show, right? And you'll see that me and Dre and Watson, they got a good vibe. And he'll come on the show and just say some left-field shit. And me and you like, that's not where that came from. And he'll start coming and saying to us what we should talk about. What should we talk about? No, let's not talk about this. Like, shut up, IT. Shut up, IT. Get out of here.
IT's agent blames LeBron being a ball hog.
Oh, that's so weak. I'm glad you brought that up. That is so trash. Let me guess, you buy that, don't you?
I absolutely buy it.
Isaiah did not want to bounce, my nigga. I don't want to bounce. I'm tired of leaving. No. Just let me stay, LeBron. I don't want to go. You didn't see me trying to dab you. I tried to dab you, and you went to the fucking international guy and dabbed him up first. Get the fuck out of here, IT, man. Get out of here, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You a journeyman, my dude. You a journeyman. Come on, man.
Yo, Knicks,
stay far away from that dude, please. Stay far away from Isaiah Thomas, man. He's just not a dog. He's a liability, man. That shit in Boston,
Let me salute Isaiah Thomas's agent for saying IT refuses to come off the bench for the Lakers, and there will be a problem if he's asked to come off the bench. Salute
what problem?
To
what
your
problem?
Agent IT.
What
salute
hold
to
on.
Your agent IT.
What prop? So agents are threatening now? They're threatening organizations? Really?
Agents have always threatened organizations. Always. Always.
Dog.
Powerful agents have always been
first
powerful
of all,
players in the game.
It ain't nothing for the Lakers to cut this guy. You do know that, right?
They can just buy him out and wave him.
Exactly. And LaVar Ball is not having that. I can promise you that right now.
They are happy LaVar Ball is in Lithuania, okay? Far away from the madness. But I will tell you this. IT's agent is not going to accept IT coming off the bench. For Lonzo,
you must not know Magic Johnson and them niggas. It's the Lakers, my nigga. It's the Lakers, B. It's the Lakers, my nigga. The fuck you talking about, man? I ain't buying that, son. Not buying at all, man. Fuck out of here, man. That's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast, man. Take us home, my G.
PSA podcast. Home of Twista. One of the all-time greatest lyricists of all time.
Home of Twista?
Yeah, home of Twista, one of the greatest lyricists of all time, who has already out-rapped and murdered your favorite rapper on a track. Think of your favorite rapper, Twista has a song in him, and Twista bodied him.
Bodied him?
Bodied
him. Come on, son. I'm not even going to have that kind of discussion, man. That's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. It's your boys, man. Holler at us. You already know what it is, man. Subscribe to the channel. One.